It's always about the show, bro.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover time, Willard Dibbs, along with Evan in for Steiny and Guru.
The Jets!
Yes, sir. What? Now you got the jacket on.
It does get colder in here as the day goes.
It's chilly. Well,
this room, for the people who listen to us, they wouldn't know this. This
Evan
room.
Snitching.
Well, someone hit him with a UPS comment. I didn't want to.
No, you look good. You look good. And yeah, I almost wore that fine quarter zip today.
Yeah, you wore it yesterday. I figured you wouldn't wear it 2 days in a row.
I saw you.
You don't know Dan Dibley well enough, actually.
Dude, your boy
totally wears stuff 2 days in a row.
On occasion, and I'll wrap myself out on occasion with the baby in the schedule. I will, like, I'll run it back. I'll change the drawers, but I will run it all back.
I figured it was plus 250. Right? I was willing to bet.
2 weeks ago.
Change the drawers. Prove it.
Whatever. I won't.
You can't.
You won't.
And you can't.
That's nasty.
It might have been last week when we were out there.
Yeah, the draws you got.
Yeah.
It was when we were live at Fremont Bank, I think, and I was like, you know, we were at the Madden thing, and we're side by side.
Yes.
And I'm like, you may want me to move over a little bit, because the boy didn't get a chance to shower.
Oh, no. Willard, I know that had to. Oh, because
he's giving me a little bit of a look. I'm like, is that because I'm? Yeah. Is it because I'm pitting out?
You can take a late worker bath.
Yeah,
you could, and you could
the sink.
Yeah, but you know,
it's a good thing
some people do it over here.
Because I'm not going to HIPAA laws, but COVID was at the end of the table.
Somebody was sick. Yeah, no
COVID
doubt.
Was at the end of the table. So it's a good thing you didn't move too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Some people brush their teeth in the bathroom here. I don't know.
Yeah, I used to actually do that at work. When I did morning show, I would bring my toothbrush and I'd brush it out.
But now your head, Ken, Ken got a
weird
big,
out his beard.
His face lit up and started nodding when you said some people brush their teeth in the bathroom. Which
more than
me,
one.
Yeah, was that a you thing?
I've seen it before. I don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can anymore, though, Will.
I saw it an hour ago.
No, I think you can.
Yeah. Huh?
You saw it an hour ago.
I saw it an hour ago. I didn't want to say anything.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I think about my neighbor.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody does.
Wait, because he had money on Maction last night, or what?
No, not you guys.
Dude,
are my
too
neighbors.
Soon.
Yeah.
Did you
it's
lose?
Too
late.
Yeah, I lost.
See, I didn't pay attention.
In
to
the rain,
freaking Ball State, dude.
I mean, it was Bowling Green.
High school.
There were two games.
Okay.
It was two games.
Bowling Green under. Didn't bet it, but Ball State with my buddy Sean. Shout out, Shawnee Sean. We're texting and he's like, man, I'm feeling itchy. I said, let me do some homework. So I go online and I'm doing all this work and I'm looking at him. I'm going, Ball State's going to roll Miami of Ohio.
I had the team total.
Or Miami of Ohio is going to roll Ball State. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. So Miami of Ohio is up 21-13 at the half, and they're dominating. The only score that Ball State had was on some fluky and typical match.
Was it the pick six?
The punter drops it, and he decides, oh, I'm going to throw it.
I'm going to throw it.
And he throws like a two-yard duck that's, you know, pick six. And so I'm thinking, well, they're going to roll. They're way better. He had to hold on for dear life.
Little Darryl goes, why are you watching those teams? I wanted to say, son.
Try to watch something. I don't want to watch any of the other channels.
How do you guys gamble on teams you've never watched before?
You go online and you...
Yes. No, like, what do you mean? I mean,
physically,
you're going to get so many people mad at you. But there's prep. But I do what I do, and they got some sharks.
You watch tape or what?
But it's all at the end of the day, you got to go out and perform, right? And sometimes those are where you get the most fun of who's Willard at quarterback.
Betting on 19-year-olds because you've had one. You're about to have one. Well, you basically are one. I've had a couple.
Honestly, Evan 30, though.
Sneaky 30.
But I think you can over-prepare, too, because let's be honest. No. The line is sitting there, which means either side could win. So you're giving me thoughts about, my family does a Thanksgiving pool because we're all going to be together.
Okay.
And so my brother-in-law is in charge of it. And there are always games, like tons of college games. There's no way you followed all of them, you know? You work for the Pac-12 network. I'm like, I got it. I know what USC's doing. I know what Cal's doing. And then he'll throw in, all right, Ball State is going, and you're like,
Miami,
what the hell?
And Ball State's terrible.
And I'm not spending hours on this. So you look at the line, you look at the overall schedule of like what they've done, you look at the recent schedule, you start diving in, and I'm telling you, E, in about 6 minutes.
Yep, you're an expert.
I've convinced myself
you're an expert.
That I know what's going on. But don't act like we don't all do it. You've all filled out a March Madness bracket.
All
you
day.
Ain't got no idea what any of those teams are.
My bracket stinks, but my bets are legit.
You
That's
do.
The one thing where I...
Yeah, because you got a system. You're a system quarterback.
And as
in
you
March.
Know, we're already underway in...
I love it. March is the only month where I do bet blindly.
And you realize that tomorrow we will be, I want to make sure I get this right, 19 weeks away from the tourney.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think the it's 133 days from tomorrow.
Now, that
so.
Sounds far, 19 weeks.
It
is.
Really isn't. Yeah. You know what sounds far? 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's apropos of nothing, but 4 years sounds
you
fun.
Hit us all
I'm
going to
be
that.
60
well,
in four
it's also,
years.
It's also going to be a blind bet.
Like, what is Moses Moody going to do that year? Who is he going to play
he's
for?
He's going to finally rent a car.
Well, the Boston is Celtics be a dynasty in 4 years.
No doubt, man.
He's going to rent a car. Boston, I just want to bring this out because I wish Steiny were here for this because he is of a certain vintage to remember, but I was doing my Boston homework because we're going to talk about a rivalry Celtics and the Warriors, and if it's a rivalry, and I'm going to argue that it is, but it had me thinking back to 1980 when the Golden State Warriors traded Robert Parrish. You guys talked to Cornbread earlier,
and
I'm going to get to your part of it because I felt for you. I feel for you, Shaka Khan, for what happened to you in that interview.
We don't know where you're going either.
But the trade,
call me Eric.
1980, when the Warriors traded the third overall pick and Robert Parrish, and they got the first and the 13th back. Boston said, thank you, we'll take the Chief, and we'll draft Kevin McHale.
Man.
And the Warriors took Joe Barry Cares.
Right, he played hard, though.
And some guy named Ricky with an E.
Sometimes,
Ricky with an E, who never really amounted to anything. And yeah, Joe Barry Carroll was... He was all right for 2 years, but they
first
got
center I ever seen.
They got
basketball.
Parrish and McHale.
Yeah,
is it the worst trade in NBA history?
That's what I said on our thread.
Wow.
And
is
I do
it?
Believe that it is.
I mean, it's not like I'd have to have a list of all the trades, but
so the Warriors drafted Parrish in 76, and he had three really solid years. And then Boston said, thank you, next, Ariana Grande. And by the way, we're going to take McHale at three because the Celtics didn't want Joe Barry Carroll anyway. So they traded for a real center, and then they got Kevin McHale. Thank you very much.
That's amazing. Hall of Famer.
And then they already had Larry Bird.
Yeah.
Larry Bird.
Man.
In a draft and stash.
Who played with Cornbread Maxwell, not the other way around.
And that's what I want to talk to you about, because not only did he check you with that, because he's asking Cornbread, he's like, yeah, you know, you had a chance to play with Larry Bird and Kevin
not
McHale.
Not a chance. I said, you played with Larry Bird, and I was about to say Parrish.
He said, hold on, young fella.
And then
they played with me.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And you played it off great, and then, you know, after the little back and forth, it was hilarious, and then you got back to your question, and you're halfway through your question, which was a good one. He was asking about Steph Curry and longevity because the Chief played to 40, and by the time you got halfway through, he's like, hold on a minute, there's some fans here. Make some noise. I'm on in San Francisco.
Yeah,
that's why.
And so he couldn't even get through his second effort at the question, and I thought, you know what, E? This is a bad beat. It's a good question. And Cornbread. And Cornbread's like, yeah, Guru, they're loving you out here. Guru, they're loving you.
Dude, he was crazy.
And poor Evan's trying to do journalism. And this guy is getting checked. And then discount double check. I felt for you.
You know, usually you get six fouls. I feel like I used seven during that interview. But it was a road game
because he loves the goo.
Yeah. No, it was fun, though.
I tried to get some about Tatum and how he was dealt with or how he deemed he was dealt with by Kerr. And I'm thinking the guy that wears the green and the leprechaun to sleep is going to say, yeah, Tatum's coming for the Warriors. Willard Dibbs, you heard. He said he thought Kerr did right. He had a championship to win for the country, and Tatum wasn't playing well.
It's kind of hard to argue scoreboard, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that they wouldn't have won it anyway or whatever, but, like, you won. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, remember the Giants titles when Pablo just... They took him out of the lineup.
Yep.
Well, you won.
And Timmy, too, right?
Tim Lincecum.
Yep.
Nothing to see here.
Now, Washburn, though, who covers the Celtics, said on the morning show he does think Tatum's got a little bit of an axe to grind tonight.
Yeah.
And I would argue advantage Warriors.
Because he'll try to do too much.
Well, go take a look at what happens when Jason Tatum decides tonight's a big night. He sucks.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Man.
Jason Tatum every year in the playoffs is like, I'm channeling Kobe tonight. And then goes and 2 for 15.
It happens. It happens.
Like, you're not Kobe. And the more he focuses in and goes, tonight's a big night.
He's been Kobe the first 8 games of this season.
Yeah, that's fine, because those are just also ran games against
NBA
Charlotte.
But the NBA Finals, he didn't have the best finals.
Who was NBA Finals MVP?
Jaylen Brown.
Well, but Andre Iguodala was Finals MVP too, but he wasn't the best player on that team.
But yeah, they got it wrong, though. They got that one wrong.
Sure.
Right, but bottom line is, in the NBA, when you win a championship...
No, Tatum's great,
and
but
you're the leading scorer, and you don't win the NBA Finals MVP... That's kind of there's a narrative there. There's something to be said. I would argue that the numbers do bear out that Jason Tatum has been a better regular season player than he's been in the playoffs in his career.
But to E's point real quick here, I think there is something to be made that experience, if JT takes it as it was bad, has lit a fire under him to where we don't see that Tatum anymore. And he's ultra aggressive like he's been earlier.
We'll see.
He's still like 26 or 27 years old.
I mean, he's a great player.
He is. Nobody's taking a shot at the player he is, but if he gets jacked up and he's like circles tonight, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing for the Warriors.
And I'm regretting that we didn't ask Steve yesterday about his 12-man rotation with Golden State that he didn't think that he could have in the Olympics. When you had 12 better players in the Olympics and you wouldn't play 12 then... But you'll play 12 now?
Eight less minutes.
It's a good question, but it's about 21 hours late or 23 hours late. We had him at 3 yesterday.
You can still ask him.
And he was
week.
Right. Eight less minutes.
It's a little bit less timely. Yeah. But.
Well, but I mean, you know, they'll be playing someone from the Olympic team next week, too.
And you're right. Less minutes, fewer minutes. There's 200
more for Derek
minutes
White.
And, Derek White and, you know, Halliburton in sweats. He didn't play either.
They're playing Luka next week. He just wasn't on the American team.
True that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And eventually they're going to play Richache, and they'll play Wembanyama and various other Frenchies as well. So the question still, I guess, can live as we go further into the season. But tonight, Goo, as we give you parting words, I am super, super excited because I do think that this is a rivalry.
I'll have the radio on as I go to the dentist, but I don't know if it has that meat on the bone to where I'd love to hear why, because I don't know what you think, Evan, and what you think, Willard. Lakers Celtics, I get it. Pistons Celtics, Warriors Lakers.
I got Guru with a cavity at -140. General cleaning at +160.
I'll do the general cleaning. No cavity. No,
root canal is -300.
He's got a family
thing. I just had a licorice, and they're going to be mad, but I had some licorice. But the bottom line is I'm going to get the other piece of a cap put on. So,
okay.
Yeah. Put it in the cap.
It's already done.
It's post-root canal.
I love that we always try to impress the dentist. I love that we do that, although not you. You just had licorice. But like that was such a thing when I was a kid. Like my mom would not let you know, you can't eat that. We're going to the dentist today. Well, they're going to brush my teeth. That's the whole point. I think you should do the opposite when you're going to the dentist, especially in early November. Go find your kids' Halloween candy and lose your mind for an hour before you go to the dentist, and they'll clean it for you.
Well, but before I join Goo, I do want to remind everyone that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
And you stay as long as you want, by the
way. Yeah, you don't have a dentist appointment.
Well, no, I don't, but I do have somewhere to be. I was wondering...
No, you don't.
Bet he does at 30.
But, well, I am looking forward to why you guys... Well, specifically Dibs, I'm not sure if you co-signed, but why
I never
it is
co-sign with Dibs.
A rivalry.
Ever. It's a rule.
Well, for me, it goes back to the NBA Finals where, you know, Boston, they probably, I won't say that they were the better team, but they probably had a better regular season. And they
definitely did.
And they thought that they were the better team. And then the Warriors came in and they snatched it. And Steph Curry did what he did in Game 4. And they did what they did to Draymond Green. And it didn't matter. They maybe shook him in that one game. But the Warriors eventually won that series. And yeah, Boston came back and won their own last year. But I look at these two teams and the rivalry. And I do go back to 1980 and that trade where Boston got over on the Warriors, and the Warriors have been a laughingstock for so long. But now, if you look at franchises over the last, 10 years since the Warriors started their little run, you would talk about Cleveland and the Warriors and Boston and maybe the Lakers, I doubt it. But
Yeah.
Boston's been one of the preeminent franchises over the last 10 years. The Warriors have been number one. Cleveland maybe number two or Boston or whatever. But I think because of that and the Joe Lacob connection, I think it's a rivalry.
Well, one of the worst trades I would like to say was 2017 draft day when the Sixers traded the third overall pick for the first overall pick for the right to draft Markelle Fultz. And the third overall pick became the guy who's going to shrink tonight, Jason Tatum. Mm.
Yeah.
So
wow.
That was a pretty bad trade too. I think it was also involved, that pick might have been involved in the KG and Paul Pierce deal to Brooklyn for four future firsts, which did not bode well for the billionaire McHale, whatever his name was, that bought that team. But I'm also looking forward to Warriors Live tonight at 3:30, right before the 4:30 tip. And you can catch it all right here on your home for Golden State Warriors basketball, 95.7 The Game.